Hey guys, Will Durst here. Remembering back when Donald Trump boasted I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot someone and wouldn't lose voters? Well, now that we've seen him operate, we have a pretty good idea how that would go down. First, he'd shoot someone in the middle of Fifth Avenue. Then he'd maintain that no one in the middle of Fifth Avenue was shot. Then he'd claim he was nowhere near Fifth Avenue. Then he'd deny that Fifth Avenue exists. Witnesses that identified him as the person who shot someone in the middle of Fifth Avenue would be disregarded because they went to college. Then he claimed he had teams of investigators working hard on discovering who shot someone in the middle of Fifth Avenue. Then the videotape of him shooting someone in the middle of Fifth Avenue would be called fake. Then he'd insist that the person who shot someone in the middle of Fifth Avenue was secretly hired by Hillary Clinton's campaign. Then he'd say he would publicly announce whether he had shot someone in the middle of Fifth Avenue in a very short period of time. Then he would point out a squirrel with a fluffy tail running across the middle of Fifth Avenue. Then he'd say that it doesn't matter if he shot someone in the middle of Fifth Avenue because that person was already dead. Then he'd say he was just counter-shooting. Then he'd say there was something very suspicious about the person who was shot in the middle of Fifth Avenue. Then he'd say that Democrats had shot many more people in the middle of Fifth Avenue. Then he'd say that the person shot in the middle of Fifth Avenue deserved to be shot. Then shooting people in the middle of Fifth Avenue would become a very popular excursion option for guests staying at Trump Tower, receiving 4.5 stars on TripAdvisor. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.